USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A top Trump administration official has been ordered by House Democrats to turn over documents linked to President Trump and his July call to the leader of Ukraine by October 4th. The chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee said that Democrats felt they had no choice but to step up their efforts and issue the subpoena for Secretary of State Pompeo because the administration ignored their previous inquiries.
A subpoena is the last thing you should do, and we only did it because they turned a blind eye to whatever we asked for. We asked for information, we asked for documents, and we were stonewalled.
Meanwhile, Kurt Volker, the president's special envoy to Ukraine, has stepped down ahead of an appearance on Capitol Hill next week. The decision follows disclosures that Volker had connected Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani with Ukrainian officials as he was trying to persuade them to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Facebook is cleaning house, USA's John Hunt reports.
Facebook announced it suspended tens of thousands of apps made by about 400 developers as part of the investigation following the Cambridge Analytica scandal. The announcement came the same day as unsealed legal documents in Massachusetts disclosed that Facebook had suspended 69,000 other apps. In the vast majority of these cases, however, the suspensions came not after any kind of serious investigation, but because app developers had failed to respond to email information requests. Starting in March of 2018, Facebook began looking into the apps that have access to users' data. The probe came after revelations that the data mining firm Cambridge Analytica used ill-gotten data from millions of Facebook users through the app, then used the data to try to influence U.S. elections. Facebook said its app investigation is ongoing, and it has currently looked at over a million apps so far. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's a new Gallup survey on vegetarianism. Tom Clemens reports.
The quick answer is 9% for non-white Americans, while the answer for white Americans stands at 3% who describe themselves as vegetarian. Gallup also found 11% of self-identified liberals are vegetarian, compared to 2% for those with opinions opposite of liberals. 3% of the self-identified moderates are vegetarian. Here's another finding from Gallup. Only 2% of adults over 55 adhere to a vegetarian diet, compared to 8% of 18 to 34-year-olds. Plant-based diets or meat alternatives have been featured in some recent high-profile forums, including menus for fast food restaurants. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Income inequality is getting worse, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
New figures from the U.S. Census Bureau show the gap between the richest and poorest Americans is the largest it's been in the past 50 years. The widening gap comes despite an economy with more than 10 consecutive years of GDP growth and the lowest unemployment since the late 1960s. Many states did not see a change in income inequality last year, but 9 of them did. The income gap widening in Alabama, Arkansas, California, Kansas, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Texas, and Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.